WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Journaling for self-discovery. Now, before you start picturing some dusty leather-bound book hidden away in a dark attic, let me tell you this isn't about archaic rituals or becoming the next Emily Dickinson. This is about using a simple practice to unlock your inner wisdom, get clarity on what matters most, and become the best version of yourself. Sound good? Let's do this. Journaling can feel like magic, seriously. Ever felt like you were holding onto these thoughts and emotions, just swirling around inside you, making a mess of everything? Well, journaling is like creating a safe space to let them out, sort through the chaos, and actually make sense of it all. It's your personal truth teller, helping you uncover patterns, beliefs, and desires that might have been hiding in plain sight. Think about it. What if you could tap into your own subconscious, get insights on those recurring anxieties, or finally articulate what makes you tick? That's the power of journaling. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this incredible journey of self-discovery through journaling. 1. Ditch the perfectionism. This is your journal, not a masterpiece for public display. Forget about perfect grammar, fancy fonts, or even making sense every time. Just let your thoughts flow freely. Write down whatever comes to mind, even if it seems random or silly. Remember, this is a safe space and there are no rules here. 2. Be specific, get deep. Instead of saying, I had a bad day, try the presentation at work really rattled me because. See the difference? Specificity helps you pinpoint exactly what's happening, allowing for deeper reflection and understanding. 3. Embrace all emotions. This isn't about sugarcoating your experiences. Feelings are valid, even the tough ones like anger, sadness, or frustration. Allow yourself to express them fully in your journal. It's a great way to process emotions and gain valuable insights into your own triggers and reactions. 4. Ask yourself powerful questions. Don't just write about what happened, dig deeper. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this experience? What am I grateful for today? What are my goals for the week ahead? These questions will help you shift from simply recording events to actively engaging in self-reflection and personal growth. 5. Make it a habit. Consistency is key. Just like brushing your teeth, aim to journal regularly even if it's just for 10 minutes each day. Create a routine that works for you, whether it's first thing in the morning, right before bed, or during your lunch break. The more you practice, the easier and more rewarding it will become. Think about those times you had a major decision to make, like changing jobs or ending a relationship. Remember how overwhelmed you felt? Maybe you tossed around different scenarios in your head, trying to figure out the best path forward. Well, journaling can be like having that inner voice guiding you through those tough choices. It helps you clarify your thoughts, weigh your options, and ultimately make decisions that align with your values and goals. Imagine this. You're feeling stressed about an upcoming presentation. Instead of letting those anxieties fester, you reach for your journal and start writing. You jot down your worries, what if I forget my lines, what if the audience doesn't like it, then you shift gears and brainstorm solutions. I can practice more, I can focus on delivering my key points with confidence. You even acknowledge what you're grateful for, the opportunity to share your ideas and the support of colleagues cheering you on. By getting those thoughts out on paper, you've already taken a huge step toward managing your stress and preparing for success. So remember, journaling is more than just writing, it's a powerful tool for self-discovery, clarity, and personal growth. Make it a part of your daily routine and watch as your inner wisdom shines through. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could benefit from some stoic calm in their life. Leave a review if you feel inspired, and join the conversation on social media. I'd love to hear your journaling experiences and tips. Until next time, stay calm and keep exploring that amazing inner world of yours.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.